I'm Casey Kelly. Governor Bill Walker says he'd like all of his commissioners to live in Juneau, but he's proud of the team he put together and thinks it's okay if some of them choose to live in other parts of the state. The governor last week responded to recent criticism from Juneau lawmakers who questioned why just two of his administration's commissioners had committed to living in the capital city. Walker says three have now made that commitment, and three more are seriously considering a permanent move. In a February 11th letter to Juneau Senator Dennis Egan and Representatives Kathy Munoz and Sam Keto III, Walker writes that his cabinet members must heavily weigh how the decisions will affect their families and find sufficient housing. He also notes that he and First Lady Donna, along with numerous senior staffers, will make Juneau their permanent home while he's in office. And the governor reaffirmed his commitment to keeping the capital in Juneau. Munoz says she's satisfied with the governor's response, but the delegation plans to keep pressing the issue.
In terms of being most effective and being able to communicate most effectively with your team, it's better to have them in one location.
Munoz says the delegation is also leaning on the administration to keep Alaska Public Offices Commission staff in Juneau. In light of the state's multi-billion dollar deficit, Walker's proposed budget would shutter the Juneau APOC office and move two of its three employees to Anchorage.
I believe strongly that that's not a good idea. I think we need to keep the APOC office close to the legislature and the lobbying community, which by and large is located here in Juneau during the legislative session.
Juneau lawmakers have long been concerned about capital creep, the slow migration of state jobs away from the capital city. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.